This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Chayei Sara. And of course, we open up the Parsha talking about the entire life of Chayei Sara, where we're told, Vayu Chayei Sara me'ashana ve'esrim shana v'sheva shanim shnei Chayei Sara. These were the years of Sara's life. And Rashi explains that Kulam Shavim Litova, they were all equal for their goodness. But we have to stop and note that that's a little wild. Were they really all equal in their goodness? After all, Sara went through different trials and tribulations. She was in Mitzrayim, she was in Gerar, she had the problems with Hagar, she was childless. How could these be equal to the year that Yitzchak was born? So what's Rashi talking about? So Rav Aaron Levin, the Reish Rav Zatzal, explained that the natural ups and downs in life, Sara managed to hold that they were all a tov. She displayed a comfort and an inner peace, and that's something that I think in our lives is something that we can also identify for ourselves. We need to have that sense of inner peace within ourselves. Batama Sarah b'Kiryas Arba. Sarah Yimenu died in Kiryas Arba, he Chevron. Why does Avram want to buy and bury Sarah in Chevron specifically? So Mari V'Rabbi Rav Shechter quoted the Zohar, which noted that it was that Chevron, and specifically Maras HaMachpelah, is at the Pesach into Gan Eden. So Rav Shechter asked that if this is the case, then isn't paying 400 shekel kesef just a swindle? Isn't that on Avram's part? Maybe that's onah, he's undercharging. So Rav Shechter answered that when something is valued by one and not by a number, and not by another person, it's not called onah. Onah is based on what it would sell for, kama yaf of a shuk. How much would people want to go ahead and pay for it in the market? And so therefore that wouldn't make it onah. So Rav Shechter added that although Avram paid good money for the land, he didn't live there long term because it's hard to be living so close to the entrance of Gan Eden. Should be just noted that, you know, in certain places, in certain areas in life, being close to Gan Eden also means that there's a klipa, there's an outer space of things that are difficult. We're also told that Avram Avinu bought the entire area, v'chol eitz asher basadeh. When he bought it, he also purchased the trees in the field. Now, the question has to be asked why there's a focus on the trees here when there was no mention of them before. And so Sfasemis explains that mentioning of the trees teaches us that we need to attach everything we do to Hashem, every detail. It's like my friend Rabbi Naftali Lavender adds that when we find this idea specifically in regard to Avram and trees, when you think of Avram Avinu, you think of somebody who was famous for utilizing trees, for food, for shade, for mitzvah. It's all in that direction, and it's Kulam Shavim Litova. So then Avram Avinu chooses to go ahead, and he opens up his opportunity to go ahead and send Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzchak. And we're told, V'haya na'ara sha'omar la'atina kadech v'eshteh, ve'amra sh'seh v'gam gimalech ashkeh. She says, drink and also give you camels to drink. So the Magen Avraham notes that although one can't sit down to a meal before feeding his animals, when it comes to drinking, the opposite is true. Namely, a person can drink prior to giving to his animals to drink. And Rabbi Abba Wagensburg, Shlita, my dear friend from Eretz Yisrael, explained that homiletically water represents Torah. And thus, when it comes to water, the person comes first. We're told by Yaretz Arabid Likrasa, the Eved ran to go greet her, and Rashi notes that Eliezer ran to her because he saw that miraculously the waters rose toward her. And what does it mean that the waters rose toward her? If he saw a miracle, why did he bother to test her? So Rav Yisrael Reisman Shalita quoted both Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Mordechai Druck Zatzal, who explained that just because we observe a miracle doesn't mean that the message carrier is kosher. After all, as Rav Moshe notes, Nebuchadnezzar was a Rasha, but he deserved certain miracles to happen to him, so therefore don't just trust the miracle. Just make sure that you understand that the miracle worker is a Kadosh Vitar. We read that the man, after the process, the man was waiting to see if Hashem made his trip successful or not. What was he waiting for? Rivka had already passed the test. So Sforno answers, they want to see if she was really the one who did the total chesed or not. Rav Matzis Yoshua Solomon Shlita, should have a refuah shlema, explains that if Rivka Yemena was willing to trade her chesed for some trinket or some jewelry, she would have cheapened her action into something small, and then that would mean she didn't fully get the idea of what chesed is all about. So Vayishalchu es Rivka achusam ves meinikta. At the end of the whole storyline, and after Eliezer repeats the story, and Rivka says she wants to go back, so they send Rivka and her nursemaid. Why stress the nursemaid? So the late great Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria Zatzal, the founder of the Kfar Olam movement, explained that Devorah was a pedagogue. This Devorah Minekes Rivka nursed Rivka on spiritual matters. She provided the stories and the wisdom that children grow up upon and develop into strong adults. Let me just end with one last comment from the Haftorah. We're told in the Haftorah all about succession as well. And in the Haftorah, we're told, Adoniyo ben Chagis misnasei limor ani emloch Adoniyahu. Sometimes he's called Adoniyah, as we see, and other times he's referred to as Adoniyahu. So the Chasam Sofer explains that when you have an extra letter, it refers to a time when the person had an extra connection to Hashem and some siyata dishmai. And we know the same of Yonasan, who's known as Yehonasan when after the episode of Machar Chodesh, when he went a Madrega, and he went a Madrega ahead, and so the hay becomes part of his life. In our lives, we look for the extra hay. We look for the opportunities to get ahead. And we want to make sure that whatever we do in life, kulam shavim l'tova. And so if we can keep that in mind and carry ourselves further, we guarantee that we will reach not only a Shabbat Shalom now, but once again, HaBezras Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom forevermore. Shabbat Shalom to all.